Hi, I'm Erin Hartz. Welcome to Grace Plus Boundaries, a weekly memoir in a podcast. I've realized through the past decade of my recovery that I learned the most about emotional maturity through listening to the triumphant stories of others. Are you yearning to unpack the effects of intergenerational trauma in your life? Do you want to stay true to your feelings, yet also learn how to accommodate the sensibilities of your loved ones? I'm dedicated to cracking the code of combining boundary setting with grace towards one another. Educate, evaluate, and evolve. Let's do this together. So I had this idea for a podcast today, and I was listening to one of those relationship podcasts, and I don't like that guy, and I'm not going to listen to it anymore. They were talking about things you can talk about and things you can't talk about on a date. And I don't think it was even a first date. They were just talking about like dating in general. Like, you should not talk about this thing. I just feel like he's shaming in some of his words. And this is one of those examples. So he says that on a date, you should never mention that there's thing wrong with any of your other exes, or, you know, you shouldn't bring up anything negative about your ex, which, you know, I think in general, that's probably a pretty good rule, especially for a first date. But I think if somebody asked me about it, or if someone said something about my past relationships, I don't think there's anything wrong with me mentioning or alluding to the fact that I was in an abusive marriage, and I don't need to go into detail about it. And of course, no one wants to hear somebody rant about something on a date. But I think alluding to the fact that there was abuse in your past, I don't think that's a deal breaker. I think that that's me sharing a snippet of my story. As long as I don't go into detail about it, I think that's perfectly okay. I think there's something that hurts me. It makes me feel like he's victim blaming if he says that I'm supposed to show up on a date and show my best self. Well, yeah. But on the other hand, am I supposed to look perfect? I mean, if I don't mention something in the first couple dates about the fact that it was not just a amicable divorce that I had, this was me leaving an abusive partner, and my life has changed dramatically since then because I've gotten help for my codependency and learned a world of information about my family and who I am and my self-esteem levels and all that type of stuff. Like, that's a huge, huge, huge part of who I am as a person. So as long as I'm not going into detail about it and bringing down the whole vibe of the date, I don't think there's anything wrong with a little snippet of truth. I'm not perfect, and my past doesn't look perfect. And so nobody else is either, right? So I don't think that there's anything wrong with alluding to something negative in the past. I'm not character assassinating my ex when I say that there was abuse there. I'm stating a fact, and an abusive relationship is not the same as an amicable divorce. And maybe there isn't an amicable divorce. Like, I don't know. I think that I haven't really seen that many of them, but there could be. And there is something, it is not my fault that I married someone abusive. I could go back and think about my childhood and how I was conditioned to believe that the people around me loved me, even though I was shamed by my mom all the time about who I was. Anytime I was different from her, I was verbally abused by my sister constantly and totally bossed around. Like, oh, so those two things are love. And, you know, I was belittled. I was laughed at. I was supposed to think that was funny for other people to laugh at me. And those were all the ways that people loved me. They dominated me. They told me what to do. They didn't listen to me. They ignored me. And that was supposed to be love. So really, it wasn't my fault when I grew up to be, you know, a 16-year-old that met my ex-husband, that when I went through college and had my first relationship with him, and I saw who he was and looked at his positive qualities, just like I had looked at my mom and my dad and my sister's positive qualities, and everybody told me that's love. Well, You know what? I did the same thing, and my ex has a lot of positive qualities too. Like, they're all really smart, they're all funny, you know, they can make me laugh, they're educated, they do this and that, but all those people are also emotionally abusive to me. So I knew nothing different, and it was not my fault at that point that I chose that abusive partner. But as I got older and started seeing the signs of this is not working, something's wrong here, this is not right that I feel so sad all the time, what is going on? I unpacked that, and then it was my responsibility to, when I finally saw it, to do something. And I did, and I left the relationship. Before that, I got counseling. I tried to get my ex to go to counseling. We went through many, many, many therapists, I think like five, and you know, nothing changed his behavior. But did I start changing? I sure did. Did I start seeing the red flags? I certainly did. And then I no longer could be around his behavior. So for me, that's a really big deal. And I don't think there's anything wrong with me saying that I came from that place. And I don't think it does completely look bad if I state that my ex is abusive, because that is a fact. And I don't need to go into complete detail or throw him under the bus every single time there's an opportunity. So if I'm doing that, then that's on me and I need to look at that. But I also do get to sometimes interject or say when my marriage was not perfect, when chores were not equally divided, when my son was not taken care of by his father. You know, like, those are things that my partner will need to know about me and know how important it is to me. So I think that in little bits and pieces on the first few dates, that kind of stuff is okay, in my opinion. So as a trauma-informed person that I hope I'm becoming, I think that dating as a trauma-informed person is different. And we probably are going to talk about those types of things a lot sooner. Dating, yeah, it's for fun. I like that idea. I think I should have fun on a date too. But life isn't just freaking fun and games all the time. And I have to take dating seriously in some ways too, because I don't want to end up with another person that treats me wrong. You know, I was going to say I don't want to end up with another loser, but then that would probably be character assassination, and I shouldn't say stuff like that because, you know, it's not true. And I would be name calling, right? So I don't want to end up with another person that treats me poorly, because I deserve a lot more than that. And just going back to my childhood too, sure, I heard, you know, these people love you, these, and then they didn't, you know, or at least they didn't love me in the way that felt like love. It sure felt like torture to me in a lot of ways. And I also read something recently too that shows that my brain could not handle the fact that my mom was mean to me and the shame that my mom produced in me. So therefore, for me to survive, my brain decided that I had to block out all those things that my mom said. And any shame I felt had to be because of something I did, not because of her, because the child's brain can't handle the idea that the mom could actually be abusive, because then the baby would die, or the little girl would just die out of sadness and loneliness. But we have to believe that we can change something, and that's why all my shame and all my hurt got put back on me. And so that's why I started with such low self-esteem. And my brain was even conditioned, and pathways were formed for me to not notice those times I was emotionally abused, the times I was verbally abused. My brain actually blocked those out because it couldn't handle it. And therefore, when that started happening to me with my ex-husband, when I was dating him, my brain did not recognize the red flags the way a healthy brain would recognize them, because my brain had been erasing that from itself for decades at that time. So I had to reassemble my brain, rewire my brain to be able to notice those times that people treated me wrong, because it had been wired to ignore them so that I could survive and be happy in this family system that I grew up in. You deserve a big high five and a smile in the mirror for showing up for yourself today. Thank you for your dedication to introspection and self-awareness, because our personal evolution is what will make this world a better place. If you enjoyed the episode, please give me a 5-star review and share it with a friend. And let me know if you want to be a guest to share how you are navigating intergenerational trauma in your life. You're welcome to join my free monthly goal setting workshop on the first Wednesday of every month. Just DM me at iHeartsErin.